Doctor Who, Darkness Falls, written by Witold Tietze, Part 2.
That's no way to treat an old friend. What do you think of playing at, hmm? Where am I? Who's made such a mess of this place? This is disgraceful! Thomas! Thomas! What's happened to you? What have they done? Thomas, I'm so sorry I wasn't here sooner.
But you were.
Who's that?
You were most certainly here when he died. Perhaps your memory needs refreshing.
Who is this? What's this all about?
You know very well who I am, Doctor.
I do? Oh, you.
You really don't recall anything, do you?
I'm beginning to remember enough. You had me under some sort of mental control, didn't you?
Did I? Or was it by your own hand that you killed the human?
Now I'll not hear any of that. My word. You're responsible for this whole sordid mess. Now be gone! The eye! How long has it been open? I hope the old girl hasn't lost too much power. Still in shape. That's good to hear. Now, Thomas. My poor Thomas Caldwell. Let's see about getting you back to Earth, shall we? I'm sure that's where you would have wanted to spend your eternity. How odd.
The directional controls will not function. The Master has seized internal control of the TARDIS.
Who are you?
I am a vocal projection of your telepathic bond with the TARDIS. In effect, I am the TARDIS.
As you're here, what do you suggest I do? I mean, I'm stuck, aren't I?
All will be righted in time.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Are you still there? Can you hear me? I guess I'm on my own. I hope you find the peace in the next world you were so sorely deprived of in this one. I miss you, Thomas. I'm sorry I couldn't return you to Earth, so I hope these rudimentary funeral arrangements will do. Hadrick's mathematical theories. Always hoping to get them published on every civilized planet in N-Space. This was Sarah's. She used it to communicate with the special security service before she learnt the truth about them. It was with this that she was informed of her brother's whereabouts and was able to kill him. It's ironic, really. It's all that survived when she... These are bad memories. It's important to look forward while never forgetting the past. I must press on. Must regain control of the ship. Funny. I feel as if I'm missing something. As if there's something I have to do.
Look to the heart for the answer.
You again? What do you mean by that? To the heart? But I've got two hearts! Which one should I look to? Unless... Of course! The heart of the TARDIS itself! But how am I supposed to reach that? It's too far to go!
Distance is relative.
Reconfigure the internal dimensions, eh? Is that what you mean? Or something else? Through a telepathic link? But I'd need full control of the ship to do that!
There is a way, and you will find it. The TARDIS is your ship. Remember that.
Property is theft, eh? You're right. The ship has been reconfigured to match my symbiotic nuclei. But that still doesn't help me. Unless you're suggesting I just walk around aimlessly and trust my luck.
Why not?
Why not? Why not? Because it's a very silly thing to do, that's why not. I'd get lost in under an hour.
Have faith in the TARDIS. Have faith in yourself. It amounts to the same thing.
So you say. But you're not the one who has to take this little trip. Very well. Could you give me a hint, though, to start me off? If I get lost and the master decides to chuck you out with the bathwater, don't come crawling to me! How strange. I don't remember ever visiting this part of the ship, and yet I've only been going for a couple of hours. Most odd.
The TARDIS interior is very malleable. It is what you want it to be. But it also has a mind of its own.
Of which you are living proof.
During the course of your journey, you will sense and experience many strange things. The TARDIS is alive, and it will continue to remind you of that fact.
Add to that the Master's partial control over it, and you've got a nasty combination.
The Master will not be too great an impediment, but you are right. His influence will play a part in the parameters of your journey.
I'll be sure to stay on my guard. Why did you kill me?
Your sanity depended upon my sacrificing one of your lives.
How pleasant. Do explain.
The Master drove you to the brink of insanity. The only way you could recover was through physical regeneration.
So my mind was healed along with my body, yes?
That is correct.
So how much further is it? No, I didn't think you'd tell me. Into the interior. Who was it who said that? Royal Flying Corps? A handful was Ace, but she survived in the end. Small mercies, I suppose. No more dying. What say you? I'm right, though. I mean, well, I am, aren't I? I must be. The dying has to stop. We all need a chance to live, and this lifestyle denies that. Wouldn't you agree? I thought so. You see, you and I are kindred spirits in a way. Well, in every way, I suppose. But that's especially clear now.
We are all together, Goo-Goo, Pichu?
Yes, splendid lads, those four. Just a moment. Joe? What brings you back? Where have you got to? Joe? We could sit down, have a chat, natter over old times. You and that idealist fellow decided to live the good life, didn't you? Decided to get out of the firing line. Fair enough, too. I'm far too old and too great a health risk. I had my passage on a little sea-going steamer. Her captain was a Swede, and knowing me for a seaman, invited me on the bridge. How does the rest of it go?
You're monsters. All of you monsters.
What are you saying? They're good, decent people.
Monsters.
No, you're right. Their beliefs seem morally wrong to us. But then who are we to judge anyway? Perhaps they are right, despite their reliance on primitive superstitions to justify their actions. Who are we to judge what's primitive, what's superstitious? I shouldn't have left you behind, like so many others.
One day, you'll know all the mysteries of the skies. And I'll stop your wondering.
What price, Susan? 1,000 years and my knowledge still has so many blanks. Is one meant to know everything? Or should one be content to limit one's knowledge and go on with life? I sometimes underestimate your maturity. Your decision to let it end when you did revealed your wisdom beyond years. Is there still room in your life, I wonder, for a dogged old grandfather? Goodbye, Susan. I'll miss you.
No, that can't happen again.
Catherine?
There's a lot to do.
There's something wrong about this. Catherine? Don't hide, I know you're in here.
You know what I've told you about messing about with Barbara's old cardigans? They're still in here for sentimental value and because I had nowhere else to put them. They're not for you to show off to Charlie.
Don't take it so much to heart.
Don't take what? I'm afraid I've been responsible for giving you extra work today.
How is that?
I mean the men who were here this morning.
Oh, that. That didn't give me much to do.
Kafka, the trial. Chapter 1, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't get very far, did you? But then, classic literature was never your strong point. Always too busy with cosmic science. Look, I may be taking the rest of this journey on my own, but I can tell the difference between my own flesh and blood and some figment of your twisted imagination. You may have control of the TARDIS right now, but that gives you no right to rummage around through my memories like a tabloid journalist going through a rubbish bin. Now, where was I? That's right. Invited me on the bridge. Let's see now. Something, government chaps, don't be so sure. That's right. The other day I took up a man who hanged himself on the road. More death, terrible. And those were the good guys. All that stuff about the Congo and William Blake and everybody going mad as they went on. Was that the film? I must be going mad. I can usually remember. I must press on. This journey is toying with my mind. This ship that won't even lend me a hand, is driving me slowly insane. Talking to myself? Of course I'm talking to myself, my dear gastropod. Why would I not? First sign of madness, eh? You're right, I think I am beginning to lose it. But then I suppose that's the point. You have to discard all the old memories to clear your mind of contamination and build them back up again from scratch.
Like me, do you mean?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
After all, I am a figment of your imagination.
Now, I won't hear of it. You're always welcome in my home.
Do you even have a home anymore?
Of course. The TARDIS is my home. Has been for many centuries.
Then you don't think you're going mad?
What have I just been telling you? Of course I am. Why else would I be imagining you?
What do you think is the sole root cause of this mental illness?
It's this ship. It's the death of so many friends over so many painful years. It's the pointlessness of my travels. I learn to know, to discover, and look where it gets me. Look at the price I pay. Maybe I should just decommission the old girl, head back to Gallifrey and settle down in Lungborough. It was always so peaceful there, so Buddhist.
Tell me you're joking, Doctor. Please tell me that much. Do you realize how valuable you've been to the universe at large? Does it even occur to you how many lives you've saved? How many places you've made better? Somebody once said, "The world needs a hero." Well, the same goes for the cosmos. And boy, does it need you.
Well, it's not about to get me, is it? I'm trapped, I'm insane, and I might as well have died yesterday.
Don't ever give up hope, Doctor. There are so many people who no longer find their lives hopeless because of you. Please don't fall into the trap you freed them from.
Are you saying that I'm nearly there? Nearly at the heart?
Closer than you've ever been.
In that case, would you mind terribly if I allowed you to return to the deepest, darkest recesses of my mind?
Not at all. Everybody needs a foil, and I was glad to have been of some service. Sometimes it's healthy to go a little crazy. It lets your sanity go on holiday for a while.
Don't worry. You'll always be a part of me. Here we are at last. Did I do well?
Of course you did, Doctor. Of course you did.
You're what I was meant to find here.
Are you surprised? The TARDIS is a part of you. It's only natural that you should find an echo of yourself here. Time's a strange thing in this old ship, especially where we are now.
I've noticed. I passed through a lot of distortions on my way here. was like a walk down memory lane.
Time has the ability to escape here, to jump a groove if you like. But we're not here to discuss the laws of physics jumping out of a sixth floor window. Do you know what it is you seek?
I have no idea. Do you?
It's you.
What's me?
The part of you that's missing. That's what you seek.
What? All of me?
It's that one instinct that keeps you in character, if you like, that you need to regain.
So I'm little more than a character in a play now, am I?
You know what I mean. And if you don't get it back, then that's it. You're the last of the Mohicans.
So what do I do?
Step outside.
You want to fight me now?
No, I mean step outside, out of the TARDIS. Stop running inside yourself, because you're not in there, I can assure you. Go on your first adventure as the new you.
I don't know if you've noticed, but you're here as well. Would I have encountered you if I'd stayed in the console room?
Probably not, but that's the price you pay for going mad. You have to reach inside yourself, it's true. But then you need to tear yourself out again. So off you go. Out into the wild blue yonder, or however it goes.
Now that all sounds good and fine, but for one thing. The Master has control of the TARDIS.
True, but he's decided to pop back to one of our favourite haunts.
Which is?
Our most advantageous battleground.
20th century Earth.
1998, apparently. I expect he'll be after a new corporeal form first off, after which he'll probably want to kill whoever he can.
But why here? Why now?
Not sure. His is a hard mind to read. I expect he's got a TARDIS stashed away somewhere, doesn't he always?
True. But look, it could take me hours to make my way back to the console room.
I guarantee you it won't. A few minutes is all you'll need. Oh, and do try and have some fun while you're out there saving the universe.
Of course I will. I'm the Doctor. Don't you forget it.
Doctor Who, Darkness Falls, written by Vitol Tietze. Part 2, The First Home. Starring Matthew Kapelke and Bill Billingsley as the Doctor, David Hutchinson as the Master, Sam Andrews as the TARDIS Consciousness and the Gastropod, and Susanna Tiller as Catherine. Production, recording arranged by Matthew Kapelke, title music composed by Ron Grainer, arranged by John Sponsler and John Debney, incidental music by Robert Warnock, editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke, produced by Matthew Kapelke, directed by Vitol Tietze. Copyright 2000, Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.